What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. So today, y'all know what day it is. It is January 13, 2019, 3:15 p.m. And it is Sunday, so y'all know it's time for some Sunday motivation. Let's get it. And so today, I just want to talk about how it's okay to fail. It's perfectly fine for everybody to fail at something. It's okay to take losses. Like, right now, I have a client, and she's always so bent out on, oh, I can't do something, I can't do this, or I can't do that. And there's one thing I tell her each and every time, and she gets upset about it every time, but hey, it is what it is. It's okay to fail. It's perfectly fine for you not to be able to do something, because that means you don't know how to do that yet. But once you get the right tools, the right mechanics and everything, you could do whatever is possible. If there's one thing that motivates each and every one of us human beings, it's failure. It either motivates us to do better or motivates us to do worse. And I'm pretty sure nobody in the world wants to be motivated to do worse, but only to do better. And that's why failure is such an important thing to any type of success, any type of way to be successful, man. Like, repetition is the key to success. If there's one thing that Lil Wayne taught me, is that repetition is the key to success. You can't just go in and expect that, oh, you did something well the first time, that the second time you're gonna do exceptionally well or even better than that first time without repeating it over and over again. Like, that shit just don't happen, you know? Nothing comes overnight. You being good at basketball doesn't come overnight. You being a good journalist does not come overnight. You being good at a good editor does not come overnight. Or you being a good student does not come overnight, because these things you have to be taught. And in order for you to, you get taught that, and that's the first step. But the second step after you get it taught is how many times do you repeat that process until you get it right. And even when you do get it right, there's always somebody that's always working just as hard as you are, if not better, when you're resting. So you just gotta, like, always know that someone out there, whatever your profession may be, if you're a journalist, if you're an actor, if you're a singer, if you're a businessman, if you're a personal trader, whatever you are, there's always someone out there that's trying to take your job. And when you give up, you've already lost half the battle when you give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've already lost when you give up. When you're like, oh, I can't do this, or I give up, you already lost. Like, because you complaining about that shit is not going to solve anything. It's not going to help you get towards where you need to get to. You just already gave up as is. It doesn't work like that, you know? Losing does suck, but guess what? You have to learn from your losses and turn them into lessons. Those L's that you take, you gotta learn from them, because, I mean, honestly, for me, I've never learned anything from winning a game. Or I've never learned anything from winning something. The only thing that I learned is that, oh, well, I did everything good. Or I did everything that I needed to do in order to accomplish this task. But when you lose, you're like, okay, you reflect. And you're like, what did I do wrong? Like, what should I do differently in order to make sure that I don't fail again? And that's the beauty of failure. But it's crazy, because nowadays, like, people make it seem as if it's not okay to fail, and it's not. And you're like, nah, if you don't win, then you ain't shit. Like, you need to get the fuck out of here. And it's not even a nowadays thing. This thing's been going on since the beginning of humanity. But we need to change that shit, man. We don't need to change it, but the people who do matter, they need to change it. Because I guarantee you, for those who listen, probably about 80% of y'all aren't going to take this advice wisely. And it's okay. That's perfectly fine. That doesn't mean that y'all won't still fuck with me, right? Nah, I'm just playing. But on some real shit, though, 80% of those who do listen to this, they're not going to take this serious. But then the other 20% that do take it serious, they're gonna keep escalating and escalating and get higher and higher. And that's the ultimate mission. Nobody wants to digress in life. We just want to progress. But hey, I may be wrong about that. how often do y'all think that Kobe, Michael, LeBron, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, et cetera, et cetera? How many times do you think them niggas fell before they got to where they at? Like, even Steve Jobs, I remember watching his movie. That nigga, he made prototype after prototype after prototype and shit, and he didn't get it done the first time. And of course, obviously, he wouldn't. Like, who? Only like super geniuses, and even super geniuses, they make mistakes too. You know, prodigies, super geniuses, whatever you want to call them. Everybody makes mistakes, and everybody takes L's. And that's just part of being a human being. Somebody that I really look up to, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people look up to him, but I look to him on a different level, Will Smith. Like, he said it. He says, you got to fail early, fail often, and fail forward. If you fail backwards, then what's the point? Sometimes you do got to take two steps back to go three steps forward, and that's perfectly fine. But you got to make sure that you're going forward nonetheless. Going backwards is not the mission. That's not your mission. That's not my mission. That's not your mom's mission. That's not your boyfriend's mission. None of that, you know? I'm just saying, man, like, just giving up is not the key. It's okay to fail. It's perfectly fine to fail. You know, and it's funny because I didn't always think that way either. I used to think that failure means that you're weak, or failing means that you're not good enough. And that's never the case. We're all good enough. It's just that we all experience things differently. We all learn differently. And so maybe when you fail, that wasn't your time to win. Or maybe you just didn't try hard enough as well. Because we also, failing, it just doesn't come down the scale over either. Failing is because you weren't good enough at this as well. Because as for y'all that know me, I'm in the competitive arts. Because yes, I do consider basketball an art. But I'm in a competitive arts, as in that I like to compete. And when you do lose, that means someone else is better than you. And like I said, whenever you're resting or whatever, you're not working on your work or whatever, someone else is out there trying to do a better job than you, trying to take your spot. What are you going to do to keep it? You just got to keep on going. And whenever you do fail, just get back up. I mean, shit, you've made it this far, right? As in, you made it this far. I mean, you made it this far into life without giving up. How many times have you thought that you weren't ever going to forget about something or forgive somebody or anything like that? And then a couple months, couple weeks, months, years go by, and then you forget about them. Same concept goes to losing, man. You keep going and going and keep trying and trying. Eventually, you won't take L's. You'll take W's. But anyways, y'all, that's all I have for y'all today. And y'all know who this is. This is your boy, ABK. And thank you for entering into the nigger room. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.